At least it's Friday. Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. TGIF. If Wall Street extends its losses today, happy hour can at least be extended into the weekend. Investors are worried the government's August jobs report will show the economy is in recession. Yesterday, markets got up close and personal with bear market territory. The Dow fell nearly 345 points to 11,188. That's a loss of 3%. The S&P 500 dropped 3% as well, falling 38 points to 1236. The Nasdaq lost more than 3%, down nearly 75 points to 2259. With that performance, Asian markets tanked today. And in Europe right now, shares are down at least 1% or more. Oil prices have been falling sharply in the last week. This morning, crude is below $108 a barrel. OPEC members meet next Tuesday in Vienna. Iran and Venezuela want to cut back production to boost prices. But will they get their way? Brett Neely has more.
The steep fall in oil prices has OPEC members spooked. But OPEC heavyweight Saudi Arabia probably won't sign on to production cuts, says Leo Drawless at the Center for Global Energy Studies. Unless prices drop below $100, the Saudis will keep pumping flat out.
Well, they're worried on the one hand that prices might collapse, and on the other, they're worried that if prices stay where they are, if they're pushed back up again, then the world slowdown will be deeper and longer lasting.
Even if OPEC can't keep oil prices from falling further, Europeans don't have much to celebrate, says German energy economist Claudia Kempfert.
From a European perspective, the oil price is still high because if the oil price is falling, but the dollar is strengthening, at the end, it's the same price.
In dollar terms, oil has lost more than 7% this week. In Berlin, I'm Brett Neely for Marketplace.
We've heard a lot about how the sour economy is hitting domestic travel, particularly in tourism hotspots. Visits to South Florida, for one, were down in the first half of this year compared to last year. That's the first decline since 9/11. A major travel show today in Miami Beach is looking further south to pick up the slack. From the America's Desk at WLRN, Marketplace's Dan Gretsch explains.
The three-day La Cumbre travel show hopes to draw in visitors from Latin America. Sales have been brisk for a Thanksgiving shopping package. Brazilians, Venezuelans, and others board flights Thanksgiving Day, eat a turkey dinner that night, then pile into buses before dawn to hit the malls. Alfredo Gonzalez is with the Greater Fort Lauderdale Convention and Visitors Bureau. He says a weak dollar and strong Latin American economies make the U.S. a bargain.
From Mexico to Argentina, the demand is incredible. It almost looks like there's not even an off-season.
Foreign visits to South Florida increased 8% in the first half of the year, the biggest gain in nearly a decade.
The numbers are looking good, and we need something to rescue the situation with the downslide in the domestic market.
The most popular local destination for Latin Americans? Sawgrass Mills, an outlet mall an hour north of Miami. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Cleveland Clinic, working to redefine healthcare and the patient experience with the new Miller Family Pavilion and Glickman Tower. More at meetthebuildings.com. By the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world. Online at shrm.org. And by gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about business at gather.com.
South Korean memory chip giant Samsung may be looking to purchase U.S. flash memory maker SanDisk. A deal would give Samsung a big edge in the world's flash-based computer market. SanDisk has been struggling recently. Shares have dropped from $33 in May to about $13.50 yesterday. Elsewhere in the tech world, there's a big birthday party going on. This week marks 10 years since a pair of Stanford grad students put their PhD plans on hold to launch a new search engine company called Google. But observers say the company has to search for more if it's going to stay on top for another decade. Joel Rose has this report.
By some estimates, Google accounts for 70% of all internet searches. Among patrons at the Higher Grounds coffee shop in Philadelphia, the number might even be higher.
How often would you say that you Google in a given day?
I have no idea. Embarrassing amount, I'm sure.
All the time, pretty much every time I'm on the internet, so I use Google Maps like it's my job.
I think definitely changed the way that the internet works.
10 years later, Google is still trying to change the way the internet works. The company has rolled out dozens of new services, from Gmail to Google Calendar to the company's newest offering, a web browser called Chrome.
What Google's doing right now that I think is very smart is that they're making a large number of small bets.
Wharton School professor Kevin Werbach says Google behaves more like a startup than a mature company worth upwards of $140 billion.
Google has a culture that encourages its engineers to try out new ideas, and they have a culture that pushes those out into the marketplace, even if they don't necessarily have a business model or aren't fully polished.
But that freewheeling attitude also has a downside, according to Preston Gralla, contributing editor at Computer World. Take, for example, the recent crash of Google Apps. Gralla says Google has to make its services work reliably if they're going to challenge Microsoft Office for the business software market.
At some point, you become like every other company. It's not about promise. It's about delivering on those promises. And that's the point that Google is at right now.
But Google is not like every other company when it comes to raw computing power. The company has giant server farms all over the world. Wharton's Kevin Werbach says that makes Google uniquely positioned to cash in on the trend toward wireless web-based software, also known as cloud computing.
Google has built essentially the world's largest distributed supercomputer. Everything they do, even in desktop software, plugs into that kind of cloud infrastructure.
He says that's an advantage that could keep Google on top for another 10 years. In Philadelphia, I'm Joel Rose for Marketplace.
Go ahead, Google the word Marketplace, I dare you. Or just type in marketplace.org in your browser. From there, you can share your thoughts on this story, write us a note, listen to some stories you may have missed. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.